Jerry Bader Show, 9:35. Before we get back to the discussion of Tom Petri's comments, and I want to dissect those a little bit, and if you want to weigh in on them, 406-1360, 888-455-1360. However, I asked earlier a waitress at a Sheboygan restaurant, and people think I should name the restaurant because she did a good job. Fine. It was the Perkins restaurant right off the highway there, the Washington Avenue exit, on Sheboygan South Side. I'm still trying to deal with this weight loss program, and I still special order things. It should have cost the sandwich should have cost $11. They charged me $4. The whole bill was $10. So I left a $5 tip. Jason thought that was cheap. I thought it was generous. People are split on that, but several people said this. Well, you didn't tip really 50% because you didn't tip on the actual cost. Yes, I did. They decided how much the modified meal was going to cost. They didn't give me a break, per se. They modified the meal and decided, well, that's how much this meal is worth. So that's how much it cost, based on their decision. I still think I was generous. Anyway, back now to Tom Petri. Tom Petri gave what is essentially is his farewell, as he's not seeking re-election. He hearkened back to the history of the formation of the Republican Party, the little white schoolhouse in Ripon, Wisconsin, and without saying so in so many words, warned that the Republican Party is in danger of ripping itself apart, where reasonable moderates like him get forced out of the party. Now, again, he didn't say that, but that was clearly his message. This is where I think things are getting muddied. The radical fringe secessionist movement didn't force him out. The Tea Party movement did. And I believe that Tom Petri was addressing the mainstream Tea Party movement, as I have now dubbed it, and intentionally conflating it with the fringe. 2010, the election results that we got was because the Tea Party movement was a voice for those who want smaller government, not a slowing of growth of larger government, but a shrinking of government. That's what the Tea Party movement is about. Tom Petri has been a go-along-for-the-ride guy through most of his career. Well, liberals want 10 of whatever, we'll give them 7 and call it a victory. That's just slowing the continuing growth of larger government. That doesn't work anymore. That's why he faced a primary challenger, and that's why he's out. And I don't believe the Tea Party movement is going to tear apart the Republican Party. The fringe elements that are even trying to hijack the Tea Party movement, they're a problem, and they were tamped down at Saturday's convention. Yes, Tom Petri, there is room for everybody. But ultimately, you do need to be rowing in the same direction. And quite frankly, your track record shows that you are out of touch with the new direction of the conservative movement. And the Republican Party still has to decide if it's going to go along. Lowell in Merrill. Lowell, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Well, I kind of heard him talking out of both sides of his mouth. You know, he first says that the party stands for limited government, fiscal responsibility, and individual freedom, and you know, that's exactly what the Tea Party stands for. But then later he says we were not being diverse, and he's talking about diversity of political ideas, and that's just the you know, including other things that the Tea Party doesn't stand for. I think he kind of talked out of both sides of his mouth in that regard.
He does. You're absolutely right, Lowell. Here's what he's saying is that we can all have those core values but not think exactly the same. Well, I agree with that. But here's let me tell you where I think he's wrong on that and where I think you're right. And I tried to make this point during the whole shutdown debate. Ted Cruz and Ron Johnson believe the same thing. I know there are people listening to this show that don't believe that. The issue is tactics when it comes to those two. The reality is Tom Petri still thinks he believes in those core values, but his record doesn't illustrate that, Lowell. What he's saying is, make room for me. Make room for me, even though I haven't really represented those core values. I know he thinks he does. Thanks a lot for the call. But his record doesn't illustrate that. This is the danger. Here's what I think is the danger for the Republican Party. There is a fringe element that's bringing up these secession resolutions and other things. The Tea Party is not fringe. The Tea Party is smaller government. And to get to smaller government more aggressively than the establishment Republican Party. That's the movement that has Tom Petri past his use-by date. That's the reality. Jim in Green Bay. Jim, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Jerry. Yeah, I think what you're seeing with the Tea Party movement is they're trying to take over the voice of the Republican Party. And, you know, Tom Petri can say whatever he wants about the founding of the Republican Party, but they did that because the Whig Party was becoming irrelevant. And that's where the Republicans, headed by the moderates, are becoming, because there are no moderates left as far as Democrats go. They've been steamrolled. So the moderates are really a minority. Even, you know, they like to think, well, we'll team up with the moderates from the Democrats. There are no moderates left, at least at the way they vote anymore. And if something doesn't happen soon, Congress is becoming irrelevant.
And here's what he left out, Jim. He left out the single issue that brought all of those varied factions together, anti-slavery. He left that out. Could the Republican Party have become that unified party that elected President Lincoln in 1860 if they hadn't been lockstep on the goal of abolition? Well, no, we can allow this much slavery or that kind of slavery. No, that never would have happened. Tom Petri doesn't understand that he really doesn't represent the core value of smaller government, at least to the degree that he thinks he does. Thanks a lot for the call. That's the problem. But what the movement that you saw at the convention that was just snuffed out quickly, as I told you it would be, that's not where the Republican Party is today, or that's not where the conservative movement is today, really is what we're talking about here. That far fringe element that is trying to hijack the movement is not the Tea Party movement. The Tea Party movement continues to be an active grassroots movement, and there are national groups that you need to be leery of, and we talked about that. But in terms of a grassroots movement, they haven't changed one iota. All right, it's 9:44. There's something I haven't shared with you in quite a while, and that's a discussion of proactive weight loss solutions. That's because as I'm in the maintenance phase now, although I do continue to lose weight, I haven't really talked about it all that much. Now, a lot of you notice that you can go to the JerryBaderShow.com and see the Bader videos going back to January, and you can see my weight loss. It's been very successful, so much so, after some discussion, my wife and I decided to purchase it for her. That's right. Now, my wife is on the program, and we have purchased it, because she has seen firsthand how it works, I mean, in terms of results and what you do, and she decided to do it for herself. She started Thursday. She has lost, I believe, 6.5 pounds. Now, again, it doesn't stay at that rate, but it really does work, as a lot of Jerry Bader show listeners have found out as well. Find out if it can work for you. Call Dr. Jason Lippman today. Doesn't matter if you're in Sheboygan or Wausau, he can make it work for you. 920-268-1386. 920-268-1386.
The Jerry Bader Show.